Ramble.
Stories are so fun. You know, when I was a kid, hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Tripod.
Welcome to it.
When I was a kid, my parents ridiculed me for my horrible storytelling abilities. They would always say, they literally, when I was like 6 years old, they would say, get to the point.
And wow.
It was a real, because I've loved telling stories my whole life. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm here. It's all I want to do. I'm a storyteller, but I was bad at it. Arguably, I still am. And
I don't know. I feel like
shark shirt.
Are your parents still admonishing you?
No, I guess
then
not.
You must have done it.
I've done it. I've made my parents proud.
Although, didn't she admonish you for like your paddleboard stance or something?
Oh,
the other
she
day?
Sure did. Yeah, I went away to Mammoth Lakes in Yosemite.
Yosemite Sam's Mountain Range.
It was a real fun time. I put Bowie, my little puppo, on a paddleboard. Stand up paddleboard. I was on my knees. And instead of saying, oh, so cute, oh, look at Bowie, oh, how beautiful, my mom texts me and goes, you're paddleboarding wrong.
Wow. Harsh note.
It was harsh. No, it was very funny. She wants the best for me.
Yeah, of course.
How you feeling this morning, Keith?
I'm feeling pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'm sore. We've been shooting a 4-vs-1 series this week, and yesterday we did soccer.
It was a lot.
And it was a lot. You know, running. Soccer is a lot of running. And Ned maybe plays soccer every week, but we don't.
Nope.
So my body, whole body sore. Very sore. And I had a heat rash yesterday because it was 98 degrees and we were outside the whole day. And
you texted us that. What is a heat rash?
Like a problematic sort of breakout on your back and shoulders. It goes away. Like, because it's not like they become pimples or welts.
Non-problematic. It's quite woke.
Non-problematic.
Tame jokes.
Doesn't say anything that it shouldn't be saying.
Stands for good values.
Yeah.
We stand a non-problematic rash.
Yeah. It was just, I just get it. And I never know that I have it because it's on my back. So I'll take off my shirt and Becky be like, oh, you got heat rash
again. Is it still there?
I don't know. Let's take a look.
We're looking at your rash on the podcast.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's a heat rash. Okay.
I just don't know what it is.
I don't even know if I still have it.
I think that's a good idea. We found the title of this episode.
Ned is
Keith's
on his
rash
way.
Reveal and crazy party story.
Ned's on his way, by the way. So we're just stalling. This is like, what can Zach and Keith do? All right. Yeah. Keith is taking his shirt off.
No, you look clean.
Yeah. You've got a mean farmer's tan.
Yeah,
but
you have a nice back. People don't say that enough. I think you also like my back definitely has I've got blemishes, pimples, etc., red stuff.
Keith, you just put your arms up over your head and you got those little back dimples.
Oh yeah, I know. Oh, we want to see something fun.
I would love to see something fun. What are you doing?
Oh,
you're
just grabbing your shoulder blades.
So Keith's arms are behind his back, and he is kind of massaging his shoulder blades. Is that what is this?
I don't know. I've just
weird?
Always been very arm flexible. Like I can.
Okay,
do
Okay, he's doing
grab
the behind the back reach.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to be impressed?
Yeah. What's the back equivalent of? Because Keith has.
Oh Jesus!
God. Whatever.
I
that
think
is.
I can do that, Keith. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, okay, fine. I'm gonna turn around.
Take off your shirt.
Are you taking off your shirt too?
Your fucking shirt.
I don't think this is gonna be a good sound experience, but I've always been pretty good at this.
You can do
one.
It, but I
can
do
you just
better.
Touching your fingers is the idea?
Massaging his shoulder. I guess I can't really massage my shoulder blades.
I can't massage my shoulder. I can touch my shoulder.
I can kind of tweak them.
Yeah, you can grab them. Good. Nice.
Oh, nice, dude. Maybe
I think we have long wingspan. We have big wingspans.
Rainey is mouth agape. She just got in. She's still drinking her coffee. She doesn't, not sure if this is real or a fever dream.
Is this appropriate office behavior?
That's a good question.
I haven't worked here a hugely long time. And it does seem like the guys take some article of clothing off.
Often. Here's a question.
Yeah.
After you have a long day, like a set, something. After I have a long day, I'm often going home and being like, Sarah, I really need a bath. Or like, I really need to like rest
Miles,
tonight.
You say you need a bath every day.
Well, no.
You probably in that voice.
In that voice. But I'm asking, do you tell your partners like, it was a long day. I really need to like rest. Are you doing that to your partners? Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, I walked in and I was like very, very tired. So Becky like could read it on me immediately. And I was like, I'm going to take a first. I'm going to season the chicken we're going to cook. And then I'm going to get in the shower. And then I'm going to get in the bath. And then I'm going to get back in the shower.
You bathed?
I Epsom'd bath.
That's awesome.
Because like, just you got to do it for your muscles when you don't exercise that often. And we none of us stretched following that huge amount of physical activity.
Yeah, that was a mistake. I don't know why we didn't.
It was because it was balls hot and we were exhausted. And it was like, get out of here. And also there were a lot of very cool looking children coming.
Yeah.
It was soccer practice.
They were
time.
Very cool looking children. And it was like, so this cool is embarrassing. You didn't think they looked cool?
I thought
you didn't see those kids and their moms and be like, oh, fuck, those kids are cool.
They were children in soccer uniforms.
They look cool.
They were eight.
They were eight?
They look cool. Their moms looked rich.
That's so cool. That's, you know, they're cool.
I'm being honest. They looked cool. Their moms looked loaded.
Yeah.
Just like fancy clothes. All of a sudden, there's all these fancy cars in the parking lot. These cool kids come out. It's in slow motion. And they're like, they hit it and they kind of wave to me. And I kind of like wave back. And then I realized they were waving to a kid behind me. And I felt like a dork. And then one kid even came over and I was like, hey, how's it going? He's like, good. And I said, you here for a game or just practice? Like, just practice, man. And then he walked away. This actually happened. He came over to look because we had like film equipment. We were breaking down. He was like, and then he just decided, yeah, nothing going on over here. I'm out.
Wow.
Yeah.
He got bullied by an 8-year-old.
Yeah, but it was cool.
That's awesome.
I want to be their friend.
On the topic of cool, you'll like this. So last night... On the topic of cool, you'll like this.
We're keeping all that in.
Yeah. I just need to clear the throat. The old throat-a-roo. So last night, we're walking Bowie pretty late at night. It's like just right as the sun, like the last minute you have to
walk.
Beautiful. And my neighbor is flying a drone. And I'm like, oh, shit. And now I've been wanting to get a drone. I may have mentioned it on this pot-a-roo. So I just strike up a conversation. I'm like, hey, man, what drone is that? Is that the... I pulled up. I'm like, hey, is that one of the DJIs? And he's like, oh, yeah, come on over, bro. So we're broing out. He's showing me all these incredible time lapses that he's done of Los Angeles. Incredibly illegal. Like, he's flying over freeways. He's flying down Melrose. But these drones, what's so cool is that you can do these 20-minute time lapses where it's basically keyframing, like, from here to here. It is the most gorgeous stock footage I've ever seen. Like, stunning aerial footage of Los Angeles. Unbelievable. But I'm like, Maggie's asking all these questions, and this guy's so excited to share with us. Wow. And he goes, yeah, it has such a huge radius. Look, I could even fly all the way to Universal. And so he just starts flying towards Universal, and I'm like, oh, you probably can't fly over it, though. He's like, I do it all the time. I'll probably get in trouble, though. So he flies over Universal, and we're looking down on Universal Studios, and... And like, he's like, hey, here's the construction. Oh, look, there's the Jurassic Park ride. And then he gets a notification on his thing. He's like, I should probably return home. No more than 2 minutes later, a police car starts driving down the street. Swear, this is the first of two police stories we'll tell you today.
Oh, my God.
Universal has like a radar.
Police.
Yeah. Wow. And so the second his drone went over Universal... A little alarm triggered. The police went out. I don't know how they knew where he was, but also I totally agree. Like, there should not be drones flying over a theme park. Also, not over a highway. Also, I'm kind of terrified of the fact that, like, what if a drone fails? It could fucking kill someone.
Yeah.
But also, is dope, and I want one.
So what were the repercussions?
Literally none. So here's what happens: the cops step out, and they're like, "Hi, sir. Anyone flying a drone over here?" And he's like, yeah. And he's like, can I see what you got? And like, very intimidating, you know, classic cop encounter. And so it's like, she's like, yeah, we got the alarm from Universal. And so I'm sitting there because I'm like, this guy's trying to impress me. Like, I'm not in trouble, but I got this guy in trouble. So I decide to break the ice. And I'm like, yeah, he was showing me. It's so cool, right? And then the cop looks at me. She goes, it is really cool. Can I see?
What?
And they, like, just the way that I said it, like, broke the ice, and they were so... I think, like, this is a very routine call. They get the Universal call a lot.
They're like,
and
hey, so you can't do that.
The cops were really like, hey, can you show me? Oh, that's really neat, actually.
Yeah.
The Joey being two white guys doing something.
I was going to say, it's so funny that like the top list of the priorities minutes after the drone goes over Universal Studios, cops are showing up, but like shit goes down all the time.
Yeah. It was unbelievable how fast they were there.
Yeah. That's crazy.
By the way, I do not live super close to Universal.
No.
They knew where we were. Yeah. Please welcome to the podcast, Ned Fulmer.
First guest.
Hello.
Ned, thank you so much for joining us today. Huge fan. So much to talk about. Now, of course, people know your work from the Try Guys.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Fulmer Media.
That's right.
You know, for people who don't know, you know, what have you been up to? How would you describe your work?
I'll actually take this one.
What's up, Ned?
What's up? You guys, we officially have a new nanny.
Hey,
we are back in the child care situation. It's been rough out there.
People don't know how
been cobbling it together with parents, in-laws.
Yeah. Mm.
But like this has myself. Been a fucking process for you.
Oh yeah. It's a very personal type of, you know, thing, right? You know, it's like it's you're hiring someone, but you're also kind of hiring like a caretaker family. For your actual children. It's a tough thing to just, you think in a 30-minute interview, you're going to get a sense of how someone can like help your kids learn and grow and develop and be all. So that's why I'm late.
That's okay. We're so happy to have you.
Yeah, well, but
you missed some exciting things.
To continue the bit, Zach, it's great to be here. You know, I've been a big fan of the show. I hope I can try to make a good impression.
Thanks nice. So much.
Okay. So you may know me from my work with the Try Guys. I love bad ideas.
That is. Oh, yeah.
Is that your stock line you say in interviews?
No. I don't know what I would say in an interview. I'd probably... Yeah. Be a very cool and casual.
Mm-hmm.
Like, thank you for having
me. Well, I'm actually a very successful person.
The more successful you are, the less you have to talk about yourself.
Yep. Yeah.
Which is infuriating because sometimes when we bring on like a very professional person, we kind of want to get their accolades. Like we've been doing a 4-versus-1 series this week.
We've been talking about it.
We're talking about how our bodies are sore. But all we just told them that we were and we did soccer. That's it. So we can tell them more.
Go on. Now.
Tell them more.
We're doing billiards.
Uh-huh.
We're doing darts.
Ooh. Actually, not billiards. We found out. Pool.
Yeah,
pool.
That's true. Pool.
Different game.
Really?
Yeah. Billiards doesn't have pockets. It's a goofy, goofy British game.
Oh.
Sorry, British people. Your game's goofy.
There's that's three weird. Balls.
Yeah.
And you have to hit them in a certain way and hit the rails in a certain way. And that's billiards.
But billiards birthed pool. Mm-hmm. Anyway, go on.
Well, sometimes the experts being all humble and we're like, well, we actually kind of want to know how many gold medals you have.
We'd love details.
Yeah.
It's good for the video.
Like, it's fine if I brag about you, but it's cooler sounding.
Yeah,
if you
exactly.
Say it.
Yeah. But yesterday was my favorite Try Guys video in the history of videos. You'll just have to stay tuned to find out.
September?
September 4-versus-1 soccer. Mm. We got to play soccer. As a team against an expert.
Gold
medalist.
It was medalist,
awesome. Olympian. A gold medalist. And then she brought her professional goalie friend.
Who's played for 8 countries.
Yeah.
Holy she's like,
yes,
shit.
I just got done playing in the Spanish leagues.
It was very cool. It was very fun. Mm-hmm. And we're sort of like with our content right now, trying to do some like fun month-long seasons the way we did Without a Recipe. We're trying to have some of our other shows have that same opportunity. And we even have a couple new shows getting piloted soon. One that's pretty big.
Oh, yeah.
That's only a joke really for us.
Yeah, are you talking about Big Try?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called Big Try.
It's called Big Try. We do big stuff.
Big stuff.
Stuff that's big.
You're doing big stuff?
Physically big. That's cool. I mean, we're always doing big stuff around here, you know what I'm saying? But we're doing stuff that's physically quite large.
Let's just fucking spoil it all.
We'll tell bleep them it.
We did.
We're changing the light bulb of a lighthouse.
Well, we want to.
No, that's
whoa.
That's what I really want.
Our very funny concept.
That's really funny.
The one that we filmed as we tried parallel parking 18-wheeler trucks.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys have got any of their Big Try ideas, we want to do normal things
that come in extra, extra large.
Exactly.
Right? So, like, that's why it's like everybody changes a light bulb. Mm-hmm. But somebody changes really fucking big ones. Everybody parallel parks. Uh-huh. But some people out there park really fucking big stuff.
Many people put gas in their car, but what is it like to put gas in an F-18 fighter jet?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so like we're talking cool. What is a normal everyday thing you do that happens to also come in extra, extra, extra large?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone takes baths. How do you bathe an elephant?
I mean, actually, that's not bad. Actually, everyone, everyone bathes their dog, but how do you bathe? Like, that's cool. Honestly, how do you bathe a wolf would be pretty good.
Oh, wow.
Because there are wolf sanctuaries.
Everyone fucks, but yeah.
Okay.
No, go on, Miles.
Miles,
go on.
Please.
I just thought maybe. Yeah,
no, you said it.
Sorry.
Where are you going with that?
I guess you guys fuck each other. I don't know.
How do you fucking elephant?
How do you make it big? How do you make it big?
I guess Zach does come in extra.
Yeah, that's true. That's just nice. Called Tuesday night for Zach.
Woo!
Yeah.
Speaking of Tuesday night, Zach, your bat mitzvah.
Ooh, yeah.
Wait. So tell me about it. What? I've heard nothing.
Okay. So Zach's bar mitzvah, you've heard the tales. This is now weeks later.
You saved all the stories for the podcast. But I'm dying to know. Did somebody break their leg?
No one broke their leg. I'm very sad to say that Ned was not there. Eugene was not there. In fact, a lot of my best friends were not there.
Right.
But it was an excellent party. Mm-hmm. The greatest bar mitzvah that I could have asked for. If you're not a weekly listener, first of all, how dare you subscribe, right? What you doing, dog? But yeah, it was for my 31st birthday. I decided to throw what I called a backwards bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvahs you have when you're 13 years old. I never had a bar mitzvah. I dropped out of Hebrew school. I'm a
Hebrew school dropout.
Damn
Hebrew
right.
Hebrew school dropout. Hebrew school dropout.
I'm surprised that's not already been
like
a parody on YouTube.
It's the more I sit on it, the more likely I never do it, but I always thought it would make a great movie. Mm-hmm. Hebrew school dropout. It's basically like Billy Madison, but with someone who meets the wedding singer. Mm-hmm. Just take two out of
ten. That's
movie
good, yeah.
It's a movie. Seth Rogen is the Hebrew school dropout. It's a thing. So I was like, hey, you know what? I didn't get to have a 30th birthday party. This was kind of in the little low before now. Delta and Delta Plus are here. And I'm like, ah, shit, maybe we shouldn't have done this. But for a magical moment, we were like, let's have a party.
Mm-hmm.
So Keith and Alexandria really helped me out. Mm-hmm. We spent half of a workday shopping.
Yep.
Went to Party City. But we turned this office into a nightclub.
Yeah.
And Keith, jump in with me here because we put a lot of design thought into how do we transform the space. Yeah. And it's really cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have lots of party lights all about. We hired Cap Slap, Kelsey Dara's boyfriend, who's also a DJ.
Professional DJ.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Guitar Center. You know that you can buy like dope amps. Like I'm talking.
You can rent them, yeah.
Shake the walls music speakers for like $100.
Yeah. Wow. You can get some big stuff. PA systems are quite affordable, turns out. So we had that. We had like, basically we took everything in the office and shoved it into rooms where people couldn't see them. And then this giant, like we moved the desks and we filled it up and we filled it with like these big Hollywood lights. And then we put gels on them. So they're beautiful lights all over the floor.
Turns out our floors are very reflective at night.
Yeah.
So we had color lights streaking across the floor. It was beautiful. But you walk in and you have these psychedelic lights on the ceiling. And then you walk by our studio and you look left and there's cheesy karaoke music. So it's like, you know, like the polyphonic version of slow songs set to a montage of my baby photos.
Yep.
Yeah. And some adult photos.
Yeah, sprinkled
in. That sounds awesome.
It's a spectacle.
The best way I could describe it is when sometimes you go to a museum and there's like a room that has like a video playing and you go in and you stand for a few moments. You go, and then you go to the next exhibit.
But
it was like that. But
it was
Zach.
My baby photos. Yeah. Yeah. So a very funny thing to walk by. Then you walk in. We had a bar. We dropped about four or five hundo at Costco and just got all. Alexandra, I think, made 100 jello shots. Very excessive.
I did see Alexandra
not
said,
needed. There were not 100 people there.
No, absolutely not. And I think there's jello shots maybe still in the fridge.
Yeah, there's a lot left over.
Yeah.
And I mean, what's the percentage of party goers that typically are like, I want a jello shot.
Not many. Yeah.
I was offered a shot immediately upon walking in the door.
Alexandria, who we adore, is what would you call?
Enabler.
Her drunk mission is to get everyone blackout. Mm-hmm. That it like she just becomes a robot. And it's like, would you like some more? Would you like some more? Mm-hmm. She just keeps pouring drinks, but it's kind of amazing to see.
She even like goes to the extent of like, if you say, I don't want a shot, she'll put on like a sad face. She'll be like,
yeah.
She kind of becomes a mime too because she doesn't really speak. She just goes,
so you want a shot?
Like, no, Alex, now it's funny because she claims that she's turned over a new leaf. She's like, I'm 30 now. I'm responsible.
No.
That's just, it's deep down inside
yeah.
the
you
need.
Want a shot?
Yeah.
To give others alcohol. It's very nurturing in a way.
She did say she went to Costco with you and you were like, what? Probably one bottle of vodka is good.
I did not say one.
And Alex was like, absolutely not. We need to get way more than that.
Here's the thing though. There were fully opened and full bottles at the end that somehow she had opened and lost the cap.
Yeah.
So at my house now, I have a giant bottle of Grey Goose, no cap, totally full. And a giant bottle of tequila, no cap, totally full.
That's no cap.
I had to
put, and when we say a giant bottle, it's like the Costco size giant bottle. Yeah.
So I put
1.5 liters
a plastic bag over it and just rubber banded the top. Yeah. Because I was like, I have no other, there's no top that fits this. They're specifically designed by their manufacturer to fit their own only their bottles.
Gotta get you some of those cute wine cork things that are like,
I need a fat one.
Yeah,
because they're fat mouth bottles.
Fat mouth.
Fat mouth.
Fat mouth bottles.
So the party.
Fat mouth bottles.
Sorry, well, I mean, it sounds like you did it.
So it's a great party. We have beer pong going in one end. We got a dance floor. I wanted to get people, like, for my birthday, like, the gift that I wanted to give to others was like, hey, let this kind of feel like a pre-pandemic party. I know that we're, like, we have a lesser people here. We all have to prove vaccination, blah, blah, blah. But, like, let loose a little bit, you know, just have fun. So in bar mitzvah spirit, I hired a dancer, but not just any dancer, a stormtrooper dancer. So all of a sudden, everyone's hanging out and a fully grown man dressed in a stormtrooper costume comes in and starts busting it on the dance floor. Now, in my mind, this is going to get the party fucking going. Stormtrooper comes in, it's time to dance. In practice, everyone was deeply uncomfortable.
Like, who is this? Maybe because it was just one person. Needed like two synchronous stormtroopers where people are like, oh, cool, it's a thing. One person, it's like, wait, did this dude just roll up in a stormtrooper costume?
Yeah. And I also,
do we know him?
Trying to be a good host, I went over to him like about 10 minutes after he arrived. And I was like, hey, if you need anything, just let us know. If you need any water, if you want to grab a drink, it's all fine. And he was like, we're on a mission. I was like, oh, he's in character. he's like, as long as we're all the same side, brother. I was like, if you need, okay, I'll see you later. I was just trying to be like, you can have some water, man.
JD, friend of the show, photographer extraordinaire, said that as he was walking in, he saw in the parking lot, the guy putting on the suit.
The codpiece.
Just the regular guy.
Yeah. You never want the illusion to be ruined.
But literally, like, there were people starting to dance, and as soon as he got there and started busting moves, they just slowly, like, all the women just slowly moved away.
Even I was like a little uncomfortable dancing with a stormtrooper, and I knew he was coming, and I was trying to be like, no, it's cool, I'll dance. And I was like, nah, I'm not that into this, actually.
It's such a big spectacle, it's like a show, right? Something you watch, you don't dance with.
He ingratiated himself pretty well. It took him a while to realize, like, okay, this is what people want, this is what people don't want. I remember at one point scanning the party, and it's, you know, you see pockets of conversations, and it's just him having a very earnest combo with two of my buddies.
Yeah.
So seeing a stormtrooper do that is very funny. But he started playing beer pong with you.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, we're playing beer pong in the corner. And so I also am the proud owner of a fog machine.
And laser lights.
Everybody loves a good fog machine. So fun. It's really what makes clubs feel cool. It's essential for things like laser tag. But we thought, like, okay, let's put the fog machine under the DJ table so, like, every so often we can get a little fog action. So now Capslap, the DJ, said,
he's crushing it. MVP, he's doing great.
But he also was like, oh, I don't want to be in charge of the fog machine. I just never used one, so I'm going to forget to turn it on, and it'll be wasted. So you should give the remote to someone else. And we were like, he was just like, how about Kelsey takes the remote? We're like, sure.
Yeah. Kelsey, Guilty Pleasures co-host.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? So we're partying. And, you know, it starts out normal. Kelsey, like, it a few times, we get some bursts of fog. It's starting to feel cool. Atmosphere.
It looks so cool.
And then really
the
cool
laser, because fog picks up lasers.
Yeah.
So you're seeing the like, streaks of light.
The light hits the moisture. And then I'm playing beer pong. I look over, like, oh, a lot of fog. fun.
And like, then it's thick.
It's thick.
Yeah. That's when I arrive, by the way. I come in, it's really foggy. I'm like, whoa, this is cool party.
It was cool. It looked so cool. And it was like helping, and also with the stormtrooper there, and it was, I think, helping the party feel more like, okay, we should be dancing, because the atmosphere was just so cool.
We should add that Keith and I were also deep in a little edibible.
Yeah. So
yep. It was looking we were a little pretty bit cool.
On the high side.
It was yeah. pretty cool looking.
It was great.
So far, Ned, sounded like a good party, right? I know yeah. you were nervous about this.
I was a little nervous. You know, I will still say all of these come standard at any club you yes, rent out. Right. But we're past that. It's fine. It's cool. Sounds like a great party. You did say you were going to stay sober. Sounds like a great party.
Well, yeah. So we're playing beer pong. And in this moment, I'm playing beer pong. And they were playing with some goofy rules that I didn't like. And they were like, well, these are the rules. I'm like, well,
rules.
This is my office. So
house rules.
Those aren't my rules.
It's house rules for your house.
Yeah. But the rules were just like, if it bounced off of a cup, not on the table, into another cup, it was two cups. I'm like, no, if it hits the rim of a cup, that's not a bounce off of a table. No, and they were saying that was two. And I was like, that's stupid. That's ridiculous.
They must have gone to Dartmouth or some bullshit.
And in this argument, suddenly, a very specific sound occurred. Huh? That is the sound of a commercial building fire alarm.
Oh, no.
A smoke alarm. Complete with the strobing light. Yeah. And we're like, oh, no. The fog machine has activated the fire alarm.
Keith and I, pant wide-eyed, just our faces like jet to each other. Just we're across the dance floor, abject terror in our eyes. What do we do?
Yeah, we basically both go, what do we do? And then we're like, okay, open the doors first, like to let all of the try to get the smoke out, right? Or that they're not smoke, just the fog. Mm-hmm. Trying to get the fog out. So we open the doors, and there's a guy who's working here who's like, he happens to be outside,
a maintenance
like
guy.
Cleaning the driveway for some reason.
Late at night, too.
Very late. He'd been doing that the whole day, but you know what? I don't know. Yeah. Sure. Turns out he was going to be an asset to us by
he
far.
He runs in and is like, you got to fan this place out now. And we're like, okay. So Keith and I jump to action. Capslap, God bless his heart, gets on the microphone and says, hey, guys, we got a fire alarm system, but don't worry about it. Keep on partying. Matches the RPM of the yep. music oh to God. The fire yep. alarm. Wow. So he's perfectly just like the fire alarm is now part of it. So yes. everyone is fucking dancing even harder, but me and Keith are freaking out.
Yeah, party so is panicked. You guys are like God. Walking through everyone. Everyone's just like, all right.
Do we have sprinklers? I mean, is no. the fire department going to come? Is the landlord going to kick us out?
Great questions. So thank God no sprinklers.
Did we get the insurance policy or not?
I can't. Nick did get an insurance policy for my party.
Okay.
But I did know. I was like, this is not good. Anytime a commercial building has a fire alarm, it tells the city. Like, it's wired right. to the city. The city will know there's a fire alarm going off, so they'll send a fire truck.
And by the way, I should mention, when we open the front door to air it out, the amount of fog that billows out, it is like a dragon's breath.
Wow.
It is straight up like the building is on fire. It is so much fog.
Kelsey must have just been mashing that button down.
Yeah, we did skip that part, but Kwesi came to the party, and everybody loves Kwesi. So Kelsey was just full on holding down the button, talking to Kwesi for about 10 minutes, not paying attention.
Yeah.
Drained the entire fog machine.
It was too much fog. So anyway, and also when we open the front doors, there's an additional fire alarm on the front of the building outside that's even louder. So it's like, oh God. And then, so I'm like, okay, I got to call the fire department. So I look up on Google Maps and I start just calling Burbank fire departments.
A reminder, Keith is very stoned.
I'm a little bit high.
And drinking.
Yeah.
I'm stoned.
Yes.
This guy goes, you got to call the fire department and tell them not to come. You got to call the building manager and have them come reset the fire alarm. That's the only way to shut it off.
Oh, no.
So
it's Saturday night.
I call the closest station on the map. No answer. Okay, that's not good. I call the next closest station on the map. No answer. I proceed to call two more. No answer. So I'm like, okay, I'm calling the Los Angeles Fire Department. I call them. I get an answer. I'm like, hi, I'm in. It's like, oh, well, we can't help you. And I was like, what should I do? He's like, you should call fire department. I'm like, I've been trying. I can't get a hold of them. He's like, well, then you should call 911. I'm like, really? That seems extreme for me right now. But that's what we have to do. So then
Keith is telling the story calmly. He was not. Keith, as soon as it happened, he goes, I think we need to end this party. This is bad. What are we going to do?
As soon as you're dialing 911 on your phone, which is something you really don't do often, if at all. I've done it once in my life when I witnessed a car wreck happen. It's a pretty serious dial.
Yeah.
So that's a very adrenaline-filled moment for me.
911, what's your emergency?
Actually, this is how they answer it now. They went, 911, do you need a police or an ambulance? And I said, I need to contact the fire department. And they're like, oh, okay. It's like, what's going on? It's like, there's no fire. We had a fog machine at an office party, and now it's going off. And I need to tell them they don't come. They should not come. I say, okay. And she transfers to the fire department.
I think our biggest fear at this point was one, getting in trouble. Yes. It almost felt like dad was going to yell at us.
It was definitely dad was out of town.
Dad is the landlord who owns the building that we signed a 25-page contract with.
And also, I think part of me and Keith were like, I don't want the party to end. If the fire truck comes, everyone's going to leave.
Also, if the fire truck comes, that means the fire alarm is still going off, which means that he'll have been going off for half an hour. And that's not a vibe.
No, the vibe was, and I'll say from the ground floor, the vibe was okay.
Yeah.
The music was still going on. At a certain point, we kind of forgot the fire alarm was happening. Well. And I was like, oh, I guess the fire alarm's still going on. But we were drinking, hanging out, dancing. It was at this point, I felt very proud. Kat McNamara, friend of the show, came up to me and said, oh my God, I'm such a huge fan. And I was like, this is so crazy. That's so sweet of you. And she walked away and Sarah went, Miles, she's a superstar. So that was very exciting for me. But this is all as the chaos was unfolding.
So I finally get a hold of the fire department and they say, oh yeah, I see this address. I'm like, yes. Like, okay. So do you need a fire department? I'm like, no, we do not.
It's please
like,
no.
Well, are you going to be able to turn off the fire alarm? I was like, yeah, we're calling the building owner right now. I was like, okay, well, if you can't, you will have to call us back because we will have to turn it off if you can't. I was like, okay, well, I hope I don't have to do that.
Meanwhile,
I have no idea how you would turn it off.
So now I'm on the phone trying to reach our landlord.
Keith is in the background in another part of the parking lot pacing
freaking
wildly
out on 911. So I text our landlord.
Just inside, everyone's dancing.
And we're outside next to the office in our little alley. I'm just basically panic pacing.
And the window washer maintenance guy is still like furiously fanning.
Oh my God. Like literally, this guy is a goddamn superhero. He's just like furiously fanning the doors, like has like giant cardboard slats.
I'm glad he chose to work till midnight that night.
Oh my God.
He worked so late.
Must have started late.
So I text our landlord. He doesn't answer. I call him and he picks up. Hey, Zach, how's it going? Sorry, man, I'm in Vegas. I can't help you out. And I'm like,
wait,
what?
So he's partying too?
He's partying.
He's partying too. Kind of the best situation.
So I'm like, so immediately the tension breaks because I'm like, oh, thank God. He doesn't care. He's probably
woken him up with his family.
Right. That was the nightmare. So, but he's like, I assume the alarm will stop. I don't know. Usually I just come down and reset it, but I'm not going to be able to get there till Monday. So now in my mind, I'm like, oh, fuck. Someone needs to come reset this fire alarm. The guy can't do it. We are going to have to end this party. We're going to have to call the fire department back. We're going to get fined. They're going to harsh the vibe. Dad's going to find out.
Yeah.
We're in trouble. And, you know, I think also Keith and I were thinking, we don't want to prove everyone right. Everyone who said that we shouldn't have done
everyone this. Everyone as in Ned.
Everyone.
Everyone. Nick and Rachel,
oh,
too.
Okay, yeah. We, they got my back.
They were like, something's going to go wrong. And like, I was probably. But a good party is just a little bit out of control.
Yeah. Which is why, okay.
So here's how we finally, the fire alarm goes off.
It goes off.
Really?
And we rejoice, we hug, we cry. And then what turns out is that this guy who was working there,
the maintenance guy,
the maintenance man,
took his screwdriver, jimmied open the control room, and then went to the control panel, jimmied open the control panel, and then just hit mute.
Oh.
And the fire alarm was technically still going. He just muted it.
Was it flashing?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And
but not in the building anymore. In here, it was totally
Oh, yeah.
Done.
He just turned it off.
Yeah, it's no flashing sound, no on the lights. Panel.
But mm-hmm. the kicker is that when the fire alarm goes off, the AC automatically shuts off.
Oh, no.
Because you don't want to oxygenize
yeah.
the flame. And until you reset it, it stays off. So the dance floor became about 100 fucking degrees.
Hot. It got hot.
PG-13 movie.
But it was, we saved the party. It was so fun. People started to trickle out. And then we kind of just had this small group. It was us, Alexandria, YB, her boyfriend Herbert, and his friend from Germany. And we just stayed till like 2-3 in the morning singing karaoke. The best was at the end. We had to clean up, and like, someone ordered the German cleaning crew, and they just started throwing bottles in places. At one point, we were all out of the karaoke room, and it was Herbert, his friend, and YB singing the national anthem on karaoke.
Of Germany?
No, of America.
Of America.
So you had German singing.
It was a very magical moment.
And then the fire engine shows up and you take selfies with the fire department.
I was definitely, for the hour after the fire alarm stopped, people were like, so is it all good tonight? Like, I don't know. Fire department could come. Like, I don't know how it works when the fire department gets called. I don't know how they know not to come.
But I think everyone had a good time. I mean, Miles, you were on the ground floor.
It was great. I had a lot of fun. We didn't stay too long because we were very tired.
Yeah, fuck you.
But I know, I'm sorry.
You were there for a while.
Drinking fucking Red Bull.
I was there for a couple hours.
They tried to leave once, and I cornered them and kept them for another half hour.
That is true. Sarah and I were trying to figure out how to leave without Zach seeing, because we were only there for like an hour. We were like, we have to walk by Zach. And as we were doing that, Keith saw us and came over and was like, what are you guys doing?
Keith gallops. I was like, hi, how's it going? You're like, what's going on? He's like, oh, we're just having fun. I was like, great, you having a good time? He's like, well, we're thinking about leaving. I'm like, that's not going to happen.
It was good.
Hang out.
I ended up doing, I came expecting not to drink, and I ended up doing 2 shots, and which, you know, wild.
Alexandria.
But yeah, I also don't drink, and I, by the end of the night, took a Jello shot. So
which is the safest shot to take. It's very low proof, and it's fun.
Yeah, I wanted to take one on my
birthday. Jello shot technology has very much advanced since we were in college, because we would have those little cups or just plastic cups. You have to dig your tongue in there to get it out or something like that. These are squeeze collapsible plastic cups. So you squeeze it, and it shoots all the Jello into your mouth.
That's nice. The ones in college would like crack.
Yeah, they would crack. You might cut your tongue on it trying to lick that Jello out.
Put your dirty little fingers rimming around that Jello finger.
What a saga.
But it was a great party.
I kind of feel like we were both proven right.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been better at a club, but also, nothing really went wrong.
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
it was all fine.
If the fire alarm is the worst thing that happens,
pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned our buddy JD before, and he did at one point, like afterwards, he was to me and Keith, he was like, why are you guys freaking out so much? Or why were you guys freaking out so much? You're the bosses. And we're like, well, we kind of hired bosses to be our bosses, you know? We're not really the boss.
Like that, but that doesn't mean we know what we're doing. Yeah, it was really fun. And then we cleaned it up the next day, very hungover, or at least I was.
Yeah. I mean, when I arrived Monday morning or Tuesday morning, I had a long weekend out of town. It was spotless.
Back to normal.
The torches were gone.
Mm-hmm. Like nothing
Mom
happened.
And dad went out of town, and when they came back, it was as if nothing had ever happened.
Did you ever throw parties when you were a kid at your house? House parties? Did you ever get busted?
What do you think the answer to that is?
No. Neither of you?
No.
Oh.
I did. Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I threw you had to throw a party in my town to get invited to other parties.
I mean, I threw parties, but like my parents helped me plan it and we're like, you know, we're there. And I just was like, hey,
it's like pizza rolls and
please stay. They were like, well, we'll just stay out of your way. But if somebody breaks their leg, we'll be here to help, which is great.
How many people, is that like you and your buddies or is that like a party?
Yeah, I threw like a 60-person party.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Woo. Nice.
Yeah, we didn't.
We did
do that
it like a
house.
You know, the closing night of a theater production. Oh, so basically the entire theater
rap
department.
Parties,
yeah, we threw a rap party.
Mm-hmm. Watch the VHS of the show.
No, mostly just hang out.
Yeah.
One kid shows up drunk and you're like,
shh, careful.
I threw one like true house party in high school.
No parents?
No parents. Wow. Out of town for the weekend. They told me that the cops were knew that we were out of town and they were monitoring. That was, of course, a bluff. But, you know, over 100 kids. Like, it was a real party. Upperclassmen tried to come and I'm like, no, guys, you can't. They're like, come on, man. I'm like, I'm sorry. Kids got into a fight in my backyard. Hmm? I'm like, you fucking assholes. The way,
somebody
though,
spikes the punch.
My one friend, Ben Green, still one of my best buddies to this day, was dead sober. He was a DD and his shirt got snagged on like a photo that we had. It was this metal sculpture hanging on the wall that was 3D. His shirt got snagged. It swung off the hinge, swung back and put the biggest dent in the wall.
Oh.
And I was like, you fucking fuck.
Oh no.
The one sober guy ruined it. And then the reason that my parents knew I threw a party was not that. They believed me when I said they did it, because the deck chairs were askew. My fucking dad was like, those deck chairs are different. You threw a party.
No, like, I just sat in each one every day. I loved looking at the yard.
I like to look at the yard.
But it was, you know, I'm not saying you should throw a party, but for me, gave me the cachet I needed to keep getting invited to other ones. So
yeah,
it was worth it.
Oh, I think for sure throwing parties is a good way to make friends and be invited to other parties.
Yeah, I went to other parties, but didn't ever throw parties. Well, but Keith, everybody I didn't go to a lot Keith. Of parties. Yeah, and in Tennessee, there weren't a lot of parties, really. I went to some in Illinois, but never any unsupervised parties. Did you fix my hair?
Yes.
Is it better?
Yes.
I'm wondering, was my high school abnormal? Because we partied a lot.
We partied a lot, too.
I think,
you partied?
Yeah. I think just some cities got it. Some cities don't.
Typically, kids that come from larger cities have like earlier drinking experiences.
Yeah. I think that there were more parties I could have gotten invited to at my high school in Illinois. I don't think there were any that I was missing out on in Carthage.
We had a lot of field parties where there were so many soccer fields and baseball fields in our town. So we would just all go meet at blank field and you drink in a field until the cops inevitably show up and then everyone scatters like mice in every direction and then you go to the next field and do it again.
We had one house like kind of way out in the country where the guy's parents were often not there.
Nice.
His name was Billy Dale. So it was there's often just a party at Billy Dale's house.
Yeah,
like multiple times a year, like senior year. I often would not go to them. I don't know. It wasn't really my thing. But like towards the end, like there was like this one that was going to be like a big one. I was like, okay, I'll go and I gotta go.
Billy Dale's party.
And then it was like, oh shit, Ned's here. Now it's a party. Damn.
That must have felt good, by the way.
That must have been. I was like, I made the right choice. But,
There was a party I remember going to in high school, and it was at this kid's house. I'm not going to name, but because, you know, kids party, they love to party. So we went to this kid's house.
Was it Tom Holland?
It was Tom Holland.
Wow.
Spider-Man.
Wow.
He was 9 at the time. But we were at this kid's house. We're all partying, having a good time. His parents were out of town or something. There was an older sister involved. She was there. So she was like over 21 or something. And we're all in high school. Somebody goes to go to their car, and there was like a church parking lot across the street. So they come goes to their car, and they go, guys, there's cops in the parking lot across the street. So we all knew the cops were going to head over. So everyone goes upstairs. There's like 30 cars in this kid's parking lot. And then we try to pretend like no one's at the house. So we're all hiding upstairs in a bedroom, silent.
Oh my God.
And we can see the cops' flashlights around the house looking through windows and stuff.
Oh my God.
And the sister's just like, hello, officer. What seems to be the problem? And they're like, we know you're having a party. And she's like, you absolutely cannot. And you are not invited inside my house. You cannot come inside the house because we're all inside. And they were like, okay, cool. Well, we're going to be over here. And they waited outside the house until like They must have waited until 5 a.m.
No so way.
We all were just silent in this room, like 30 kids.
That and is then chaos. Finally, and everyone participated. Everyone
participated because no one wants to drink his citation. We're all in high school.
Yeah. Wow.
So we all sat silently and we could see like the blue and red lights on like the trees outside of the windows. And we're all just like, close the blinds, like nobody talk. Because we didn't want, like, if we had talked loud, then they could hear and that would be an excuse for them to come in the house. Mm. So then we waited and then finally, the next day at like 8 a.m. or whatever, we all like emerged and got in our cars shaken.
Wow. Did anyone sleep?
I think I ended up sleeping at like, you know, 5 a.m, something like that. And I was just like, okay, I can finally sleep. And
I'm never drinking again.
Yeah, I'm never doing this again. It was horrifying.
I'm stunned that everyone cooperated because you would think that one kid was like if I'm not home, my mom's going to freaking kill me. I got to sneak out. And then everyone pins him down and be like, listen, you little shit, you're not going to blow this for all of us. Real Lord of the Flies thing could have gone down.
You know what it was? Actually, there was a group of like 5 or 6 kids. So the sister kept coming upstairs and being like, is anyone sober? Is anyone sober? If you blow, you're not going to blow a number. And so a couple kids are like, yeah, I'm like a tiny bit stoned, but like, I'm not going to blow a number. And they would go downstairs. And so because she had to prove to them that the cars were for the amount of people that were there. So like, you know, one by one, she would come and get kids and they would go down and they like would blow numbers and then they would be free to like go home or something.
Wow.
So the cops were just dragnetting them as they left.
And then everyone who was drunk was up there because we didn't want citations.
Wow.
So crazy. Wow.
We exclusively talked about cops and
you can get a citation episode. Like even without driving. Just if you're underage and
drinking citation. Mm. Yeah, because none of us were going to drive. We're all going to spend the night there. Mm-hmm. But it was just, like,
you know, even if you blow under a 0.08, you can get, it's like a DWI.
Yeah, I knew that about driving for sure, but I didn't realize it was just
drinking citation. Drinking. Yeah, being a kid.
I got a drinking citation like 2 weeks before my 21st birthday, where I was just real like upperclassmen kind of just flouting the rules. We're like we're gonna go to a party in like the freshman dorm area for whatever reason. Somebody was on someone's like rowing team was throwing a party, and then we're like, we're gonna drink beers in the freshman quad and just reflect on like our time and think about how much we've gone through and how like where we are now. And then we're like, oh shit, security's rocking right towards us. What do we do? Of course, we froze because we're ultimately good kids that don't know how to handle things.
Run!
Yeah, it was like a $125 fine, and my license was suspended. Oh. I didn't really drive at the time, so that was okay. And I had to go to, you know, I don't know, some sort of school for something.
You know, it is funny.
2 weeks before I was old enough to drink.
It is funny to bring it back to the party we threw is having this alarm go off brought back all these emotions of being a kid and being like, oh shit, the cops are going to come. Like, fuck. I really, in my mind, was like, we're going to get busted for throwing a party. And then I had this miraculous moment once the dust settled, once it all went, I'm like, oh, I'm an adult now.
I'm allowed to throw parties.
I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, actually. Don't think that in any way was, you know, breaking any terms of our lease or whatever.
No, I just felt bad.
The worst thing that could have happened is a fine from the fire department because you're making the fire department do fire department stuff when it's not emergency.
But it like, well, which would have been funding our great firefighters. They need, you know.
We love
them. Yeah, also would have been wasting their time.
Yeah.
But I, you know, it kind of was appropriate because it was like a 13-year-old themed party and I had the anxiety of being a kid all over again.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of beautiful in that way. Mm. But you know, if you're going to throw a party, maybe don't have the fire department come, but you might need some advice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You might need some advice that'll get you through life. And when we need advice, we turn to the man, the myth, the self-purported legend. This is advice that'll go for miles with your host, Miles Bonsignore.
It's advice that'll go for miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go for miles. Everyone get ready. Miles Nation. Miles Nation, go.
I judge by the size of my bladder. Miles. I'm like, I gotta pee, so it must be the end of the episode.
Advice that'll go 4 miles.
What's up, Miles Nation?
Hey.
A pregnant pause.
How y'all doing tonight, Ned? How the kids?
Good.
Keith, how's the wife?
She's great, Miles.
Zach, how's the dog?
Fluffy.
Have you ever wanted to have a little bulb?
A bulb?
Bulb?
Yeah, I would love a bulb. Garlic?
Have you ever wanted to...
Light bulb?
Take someone's top off.
Oh.
Talking about brown green onions?
Like a convertible?
No way, man. Like
a convertible?
Talking about taking green onions and put them in water and they grow back?
Snacks are healthy. That's a fact.
Uh-huh.
It's good to snack.
Roasted garlic?
Sometimes when you want to use the whole buffalo, for lack of a better term, and you don't want to go hunting, and you want a little sweetness on your teat. Slurp down a little snack that's not green, but red.
Ugh, it's going to be about beets.
Take your top off.
Strawberries?
Is it about strawberries?
And take someone else's top off.
Okay, oh, I like boy. This.
Strawberries gone wild.
We got there.
I want you to go home and have a little snack. I was having strawberries gone wild the other day.
Hold on.
The advice is just have strawberries.
I was having strawberries gone wild.
Ned, relax. You're screaming.
I wish I had to pee right now so I could disgracefully leave this.
When you have strawberries gone wild, you're never going to want to go back to regular strawberries. You're going to...
What is strawberries gone wild?
Oh,
it's like whipped cream.
I'm glad you asked.
Like, what do you mean?
Strawberries gone wild.
Think about vacation. Okay, that's what strawberries gone wild is all about.
Picture it.
Vacation.
Are you picturing it?
Picture by the sunny seaside.
Yeah.
You're gonna want to take a strawberry. Okay.
Get wild.
Step one. Get wild. Step two. Take a strawberry.
Take the top off.
Take the top off.
Yeah.
But I don't put away your knives and put away your forks. I want you to trim the hedges, as it were.
Pluck
the green off the top of the straw. And you're going to have sort of a bulb. A little bulb of strawberry.
That's where the bulb comes in.
Yeah, that's where the bulb comes in. Because you think about a strawberry, you think, that's a triangle fruit. Nuh-uh.
Bulb.
It's a bulb.
Gotta think in three dimensions.
When you think about a bowl of strawberries...
What makes it wild?
Go wild, Keith. So
what makes it not just strawberry?
It's a metaphor. It's a lifestyle.
Eating a strawberry.
Yeah. Now, okay.
You said you were eating strawberries gone wild.
Strawberries
gone. Oh, pluck it off as if that's not what everyone normally does.
I think a lot of people use the green as a handle. And they bite the strawberry and then they think, actually, I've got a little bit of a rim job around the strawberry, I don't want that, so I'm actually throwing that away. Use the whole buffalo, pluck the green, toss the whole bulb in your mouth, and then you're chewing up a strawberry.
You're still not using the whole buffalo.
But you've gone wild.
You're still removing.
But you're taking a tossing.
Your most infuriating advice.
Guys,
It's not even bad advice. It's just not advice.
Strawberries gone wild.
It's not just eating strawberries.
Send me pictures
Miles, I got you. I think you guys aren't really hearing what he's saying.
Zach, can you back me up?
Oh my God.
Normally when you bite a strawberry, you're left with the rim.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to either go num, 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 or throw that away. Yeah. What he's saying is pluck the green.
That's what I do already.
Trim
and then you have
the hedge.
But
you're chopping it. You're chopping it now.
You're a fucking chopper.
I know you're a chopper.
I know what Ned's doing. He's
plop
chopping
the whole bulb in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yum, yum, yum.
Mm-hmm. Because you...
I've been to your house, bro.
I know Ned's chopping a strawberry and being like, and then it's wet.
Ugh.
You know? So I want you to... Trim the hedges.
I'm with you, man. Hey, listen to this.
Right. What's that?
You want some actual advice about strawberries?
We got a strawberry de-stemmer.
Useless.
I got it.
What does that mean?
To pluck.
Talk about
to trim the hedges. How do you trim the hedges, Miles?
With my hands.
Well, I got a device that does it.
What kind of device?
That thing takes a whole big old chunk of strawberry with it.
I was checking out. at the supermarket.
Do you think strawberries have like roots?
Miles, I'm on your team here, bro. Don't you turn against me.
Sorry.
I was at the supermarket at the checkout and we saw a little strawberry little hedge trimmer.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let's get it. And it's a thing, and it literally is a device that only goes. No, it has like four prongs, and you press the top, and it goes, hum, and then it rips the thing out, and then you throw the whole bulb in your mouth.
But is it drilling into the berry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically exactly what you're doing,
but just a little.
But not
taking
using
a little
your grubby fingers.
Yeah, my fingers are
disgusting.
The point is,
man.
It's getting the little stem. It's getting the nub.
Getting the
nub. You're popping the bulb in, but you're leaving the nub. Some people don't like the nub. That's why they cut it. Now Zach's better, sharper image device is kind of like
it was $1.50.
Get your strawberries gone wild merch at Dragon.
Slice up in.
You can just eat the green part. You know.
I know that you can do that, but sometimes it tastes like plants.
Yeah, but if you eat it by itself, if you throw the whole berry in your mouth,
you
fully
that?
Gone wild style.
Oh, what,
you can
now
chew it
we're
all
talking.
Because
you
then you're every part of the buffalo.
That's actual advice.
Now we're talking.
Is there nutrition in that? Can you digest it?
Yeah. I mean, you can digest it.
Or you just poop out leaves?
You might.
I think you'll digest it, but you might poop out the leaves.
Well, you know, will it grow strawberries inside of you?
It shouldn't, as all the seeds are on the strawberry itself.
Oh, shit. Does that mean you're going to grow strawberries inside you?
We should do a video where we all race to DC to watermelon with, or not a watermelon, but a strawberry with
tweezers.
Oh, that's so hard.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah. It'd be funny.
Here's my advice
little
for strawberries. Have you ever tried this? You want to hear some advice for strawberries?
You guys heard about this? You seen this?
You seen this? You heard about this? Try macerating your strawberries.
Macerating.
What you're going to want to do is
jerk off your strawberries.
Jerk off into your strawberries.
Oh no.
Jesus.
No, you jerk the strawberries off.
Man, that's disgusting.
All right.
That's strawberries gone wild.
If you were to rebulb it,
you take your strawberries, you slice them up, kind of rough chopped.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to want to get like a quarter cup, half cup of sugar. Sprinkle it all in there. Then, you know, grind it in. Wash your hands first. Don't use your grubby little hands.
Grind
it in. Like a whole bowl of strawberries.
Okay, that's because you said a half cup of sugar in there. Yeah. I was just making sure it was
quarter
a lot
cup,
of sugar.
Half cup of sugar for a big old bowl of strawberries. Kind of get it all mixed all up in. Well, this is a little sugary, sneaky dessert thing.
This candy, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then let it sit 15, 20, 30 minutes.
Why?
Because
it'll absorb.
The sugar gets into the strawberries. It becomes this like kind of almost like it'll make a strawberry sauce on the bottom. It'll become kind of like tender. You can put that on pancakes. You can put that on ice cream. It's kind of like you can make your own strawberry sauce. Don't buy it out of a can. Don't buy it out of a little squeeze bottle. Make your own. It's delicious. It's sweet. Perfect. You can even put it on just straight on like strawberries and cream.
Compote. Yeah.
I think if you cook it.
It's not a compote.
But you could do exactly that and cook
and
it.
And then cook it. Yeah.
And then cool it. And then you got a jam. You did it.
I preferred your advice, Miles.
Thanks, man. Bye. It's just, there's something really good about strawberries.
Stop trying to pretend like you're sophisticated. You like went into an NBR tone right there. There's something very
elegant
about
strawberries gone wild.
Strawberry gone wild. And
today on our show, Strawberries Gone Wild, Act 1. Trimming the hedges.
Yeah, that's good.
Act 2, going wild. In Act 3, we're going to find someone who macerates strawberries and compare.
Mm-hmm.
And in Act 4, we're going to yell at Miles for pretending to be sophisticated.
Without a recipe, strawberries gone wild.
Actually, we did for our mystery wheel video, we had strawberries as a mystery ingredient.
They should have gone wild with them.
A lot of strawberries.
Yeah.
Situated in that way.
I hate that advice.
Well, I think
I would rather it be advice that is a bad idea.
And this, the audience needs to know that this is the first of two podcasts we're recording. So that was the good advice.
That was a stage.
That was the main advice. Yeah. As you type five, up
main
the
stage.
Next advice.
Oh so yeah, next week stage. Is going to be.
What's your process on the advice?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked about that. Now,
well, if you guys want to keep listening to how Miles comes up with advice, that'll go for Miles. Check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/tryguys. Become a Triceratops. Join our community. We're going to keep talking about it on the Afterpod. That's right. You get a bonus little show every week. if you join our community. I can't wait to hear more, Miles. Cannot wait.
What is Miles' secret process?
Oh, that's a good question. My God.
That's a really good question.
Miles, subscribe.
And I just stared at each other, kind of like, you know, like when you're just staring, but you're not actually looking. And my eyes came into focus, and Miles was just kind of like kissy face at me, but also not staring. He was just resting kissy face.
Resting kissy face.
Eyes came into focus as my eyes came into focus, and his eyes went, huh? And then he became very self-conscious.
Yeah.
It was a nice moment.
I was doing a kissy design.
Sounds beautiful.
Thanks, man.
Can't wait to hear all about it on Patreon.
Yeah.
Keith, this is the official Dropout Deep song.
Strawberries gone wild. Put your hands up. Strawberries gone wild. Take your hands and pinch off the leaves. Put the strawberry into your mouth, please. We got strawberries gone. Strawberries gone. Strawberries gone wild.
It's the tripod.
Until next time, stay beautiful.